Check out youtube.com/AsianPopRadio for exclusive podcasts, interviews with your favourite musicians or idols, reviews and more.
You haven't been around as long as some of the other dance crews we're familiar with, such as KM United, AO Crew, BYS, but you've been keeping yourself pretty busy, haven't you?
Yes, we've been pretty busy this year, actually. 2015's been pretty busy with performances at locally in Brisbane and Melbourne as well recently at the K-Pop World Festival.
Did you think it would be this chaotic, like you'd have so much to do?
Not really, but I mean, we've just...
You're going with the flow.
Just wanted to get ourselves out there, so we just took any opportunities that we could. Locally in Brisbane, and
good answer. So Kelly, can you tell us what the motivation was for the crew to get started at the beginning?
This is such a cliche answer, but we obviously all love K-pop. And all have a great passion and some sort of experience in dance, so we've all danced in some part of our lives.
Okay.
And we were all really interested in inspiring others, because we've seen all the K-pop YouTube channels and videos that others have uploaded, and we decided to do them ourselves.
Yeah.
And thought it'd be fun to do that, and to also connect with the K-pop community and broaden the Brisbane K-pop community as well, and to represent Brisbane.
So Kelly, I'm going to throw a question at you that you're not expecting. You said that you'd all had, you know, a bit of experience in dance. What kind of different dance styles were you guys doing before you formed the group together?
A bit of everything, hip-hop, jazz, contemporary.
Just to name a few.
Yeah.
Maybe River can answer the next question. So how long have you known each other?
Well, Kathy and Kelly are actually sisters, so they're really close.
So a little while.
A lot of years, actually. But for the rest of us, me and Britt met a day before Kathy and Kelly. So we met at Darren and Johnny's first ever Brisbane K-pop workshop.
That makes sense.
And that was in 2013, so 2 years ago.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, and then we formed our group a year later.
Kathy, although you haven't been around for all that long together, it seems like you've enjoyed a great deal of success. What is it about you girls that stands out above other crews? What makes you unique?
I think what makes us different is that when we don't only dance together, but we do other things together, have lunch, dinner, sleepovers and stuff. So that makes us really close. And I think it really shows in our dances on stage, because we're so comfortable with each other. So you can see our connection and our synchronization.
Okay.
And we have little arguments, but that's what makes us close, right? And then we were formed kind of differently, I guess, because some other crews they auditioned, but we just we were friends, and then we thought it'd be fun to form a group. And so we're really surprised with the outcome. But yeah, we're really thankful for the opportunities that we've had.
I'm assuming when you say that you have sleepovers, that's amongst you guys, right? It's not like a fan meet.
Yeah, no, it's just us four, and then we just chill out, watch K-pop videos, play some Monopoly, and yeah.
Good. I was just checking. It was sounding a bit odd there for a minute. Britt, let's look back at your first year together. You were at K-Wave, the Brisbane West Cultural Expo.
Korean Cultural Festival in Brisbane.
You know, if that wasn't enough for you, you went to Eric Nam Showcase. Did you ever think that your first year would be that busy?
Absolutely not. No way. We were just starting out and pretty new to everything, so we were really keen to get ourselves out there and just, perform as much as we could. And every performance that was done has been pretty awesome, and we can't wait to do more in the future. And especially our performance at K-Wave in Melbourne. It was our first performance as a group, and I remember being really nervous and excited, and we never thought we'd get the opportunity to perform with Eric Nam. So to get that gig was absolutely incredible.
Were you surprised by how many people were in the audience at K-Wave? Because I must say, when I was standing there, I thought, I knew we had some K-pop fans in Melbourne, but I didn't expect there'd be that many people at one event at Fed Square.
Oh my God, yes. There were so many people. That's probably why we were so nervous, I think.
Is it easier to get on a stage with less people in the audience or more?
Less.
At least there's a lot of people there cheering you on though, right? That's got to help.
Yeah, it was just because it was our first performance. We didn't know what to expect, really.
And did you guys get to meet Eric Nam? And if so, who was fangirling the most?
We were all lucky enough to actually get photos with him, and he's a really nice guy, super down to earth, and we just had a great time as the opening act, or as one of the opening acts, and we really look up to him. Yeah, well, when we met him, we all tried to keep it cool, but deep down inside, we're all like really excited. And I think like River has a couple stories.
Oh, really? Yeah. You might as well give it to us, River. Go on. Tell us your stories.
All right. So what happened was like I was just standing there and then he walked past and I was watching him and I kind of just, I didn't want to say anything and embarrass myself. And then he said, hey, to me. And it kind of took me a little while before I said, hey, back. And then his manager went to accidentally go into the female toilet because he was looking for Eric Nam. And I had to like try and stop him from going in there. And because I couldn't speak Korean and he couldn't speak English, it was kind of like didn't know what to do or say anything.
Wow. All those awkward conversations when language is a barrier, huh?
Awkward conversations. Yeah.
Actually, I should ask you, do you have a favorite Eric Nam song?
I really like Love Song.
Yeah?
That's my favorite Eric Nam song, yeah.
Okay.
Really pretty, and so I'm a ballad fan. I really like ballads.
Ah, very good. Kelly, moving into 2015, your performances have included Briz Asia's Neon Pop. You're involved in the Brisbane National Youth Week, K-Pop Nation cosplay. What else? Brisbane, what is it? Barrio Feast Fiesta?
Barrier Fiesta. That was a Filipino.
I guess a standout must have been the K-Pop World Festival event, right?
Yeah, it was. 2015, awesome year so far. K-Pop World Festival in Melbourne, definitely a standout. That's because we placed first.
A bad effort. Well done.
Thank you. We couldn't believe it because, I mean, we were up against so many amazing dancers and singers and, like, we never thought we would actually win, but we did. And because we entered purely because we wanted to represent Brisbane and the K-pop community, and to perform in Melbourne, it's like one of our favourite places in Australia. So,
well, there you go. You get points for that.
Brisbane
gets a pretty raw deal when it comes to K-pop, usually, don't they? Like, it's only just starting to kick off.
Yeah, it's not too big here, but we're trying to, like, expand that. Yeah, it was a dream come true, and we did work hard for it, so we're really, really happy about the outcome.
All right, well, you've had some success there, and you've won, you know, some pretty good accolades, and I guess another bonus to you is that anytime someone types K-pop in Melbourne into YouTube, about 300 of your videos come up, so that's pretty handy.
Oh, yay.
Awesome.
You're very good at documenting everything you do.
Yeah.
We noticed while you're in Melbourne, you had the chance to hang out with Johnny and Will. Of the two of the guys, who do you think's the biggest dork?
We've actually become really good friends with Johnny and Will from AO Crew, and honestly, I think they're both dorks. Right, guys? Okay, no, but if we had to pick one, it'd be Johnny, probably.
Yeah, I can agree with that one. I think you girls are right.
Yeah, but every time, like, we go down to Melbourne or they come up, we usually find time to hang out. And I think the reason why we get along so well is probably because we're dorks too.
They're hugely talented. What do you think you've learned from the guys over the years?
Yeah, we actually learn a lot. Like, they're really good at speaking and, we really admire their dance and they're really good at inspiring people and we just look up to them, honestly.
Yeah. Britt, you might want to answer this. What covers have you done so far and is there one that you're most proud of as a group?
We've done quite a few covers since we formed the group and that includes, songs by groups like Girls' Day, Orange Caramel, FX, Girls' Generation, Red Velvet, Kara, 4 Minute, and we just recently filmed another new dance cover and it's actually a boy group. It's our first boy group dance cover. So, yeah.
That's
really
good.
Hope that people will,
Because you
we
see
really
a lot of
people will like that.
You see a lot of people messing around on YouTube and doing covers, mostly the guys playing around and pretending, doing the girl groups and because they think it's fun to do the girl moves and have a bit of a giggle. But you don't see the girls doing much the other way, do you?
You can see a bit, but it's just really new for us because we've always done girl group dances.
You recently covered the dance moves of Red Velvet's Ice Cream Cake. Why that song?
Okay. Well, we really like Red Velvet and their style, and Ice Cream Cake is like a cute song, but like it's fun as well, and we really like the dance, and well, they're rookies and we're rookies, and so it kind of fits. And we actually uploaded that video at the same time as our 1 year anniversary.
Ah.
So because we really love Red Velvet. We've done Red Velvet before, so we thought it'd be a good video to upload on our 1 year anniversary.
So it was kind of a Red Velvet birthday cake.
Yeah, that's exactly right. That's how we celebrated.
Have you had a chance to see J-Hope doing the moves of Red Velvet's Ice Cream Cake from BTS?
Yes, we have.
Not bad, huh?
We have. That was let's just say secondhand embarrassment. But
yeah, maybe we can learn what not to do there, thanks to J-Hope.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Kathy, let me ask you, is all this stuff you've already done going to be totally overshadowed by meeting and working alongside Lunafly in October?
I wouldn't say totally overshadowed, but it will definitely have a big impact on us. Like, honestly, it's such a privilege to perform alongside such an incredible, like, artist. Like, they're, like, K-pop idols, and, like, we just can't believe it. They really seem, like, down-to-earth guys, so we're really looking forward to performing.
Have you been able to have much of a chat to Utopia Entertainment and find out what your role will be on the day? Like, will you be performing before them or after them or with them? Have you got any idea on that stuff yet?
Yeah, we're performing before them.
On the day, we'll be one of the supporting acts for the showcase, and we'll be performing two K-pop cover dances for the crowd. So hopefully people will be able to come and support not only us, but other local Brisbane groups, and of course the Lunafly. So, and we'll also be doing a Q&A session. So yeah, it should be fun.
All right. Well, Britt, while I've got you on the phone, I might as well ask you first, what's your favourite Lunafly track?
I would have to say Special Guy.
Oh, okay. Why is that?
It's quite different from what they usually do, and it's a really upbeat song, which is totally my style. So yeah.
Oh, cool. All right. I'm going to ask River the same thing. River, what's your favourite?
My favourite, I'm going to have to say Superhero, because I'm like in love with the vocals, especially Tears, and I'm actually quite sad that he's gone because I really loved his cover of Impossible. His voice is absolutely incredible, so I'm kind of disappointed he's not there anymore.
Are you keeping tabs on him now that he's gone off to do his own thing?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, I'm going to, as soon as I, like, get home, I'm searching more and more and more, like, every day after work and everything.
How do you think he'll go as a solo artist?
Absolutely amazing. His voice is, like, so different and, like, I don't know, I'm completely in love with it. It's ridiculous.
All right, Kathy, your turn. What's your favourite Lunafly song?
I'd have to say my favourite is probably Superhero 2, but it's actually the English version of their Korean song Omana Chorka. So, yeah, that's the Korean version, and then the English version is Superhero. I really love bars, and yeah, I just really, I like Yoon's vocals in that one. Yeah, he's probably my bias.
Okay.
I think it's like really dreamy and slow, and yeah, I really like the melody.
I think Lunafly followers are really lucky, because if you like one song, there's a good chance you're going to have an English version, a Korean version, and a Spanish version, right?
Yeah, it's really different, and that's what makes Lunafly so special, and yeah.
All right, Kelly, and how about yourself? What's your favourite Lunafly track?
Mine would have to be Clear Day, Cloudy Day.
Okay, why is that?
Yeah, it's a really beautiful and slow song. It's got a nice melody. Yeah, the vocals are also amazing, so it's nice to listen to when you're, like, trying to study. I don't know.
A good track to zone out from what you're doing for a while.
Yeah. So I like that one, yeah. They actually do covers too.
Oh, yeah?
English covers. Yeah, my favourite cover would be Thinking Out Loud by Ed Sheeran.
Yes, it is a good one.
Yeah,
definitely.
Really like
good choice.
It was great. Yeah.
Well, I might just ask you this question, seeing I've still got you on the line there. Can you tell me why you think people should go to the showcase in Brisbane later this year? What's the number one reason?
Because you'll be supporting K-pop.
Well, I think that's a good enough reason.
Yeah, and like not only will you be supporting K-pop, but other people as well from Brisbane.
Yeah.
With like the dance group who all have a passion for dancing will be there doing what they love to do. So that'll be good. The K-pop community, you'll be supporting them as well, which will generate a bigger crowd so that more K-pop artists will hopefully consider coming to Australia in the future, Brisbane especially.
Yeah. Well, I think the more events that people go along to, the more the events are successful, then the more of a chance that another event will come not too far after that, right?
Yes, definitely.
So make sure you go along and support the girls and support Lunafly as well.
We've also got about, we've got three QT Brisbane performances, so that's at a university.
Great.
And yeah, heaps of Brisbane performances coming up.
It's all very exciting. Imagine the day you get paid to do this stuff.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
We're on the same boat.
Yeah.
Finally, how can we follow you girls on social media?
You can follow us on Facebook, YouTube, and Instagram at Peppero Dance.
Easy.
Yep.
There you go. Quite simple. It's easy to remember.
Yeah.
Well, girls, thank you so much for joining us on Asian Pop Radio today. I know it was a bit fun doing it in a different way with involving three microphones and Skype coming through, and you've all done really well.
Thank you so much.
Asian Pop Radio Australia. Welcome officially Eric Nam to Melbourne. Hey, Eric, how are you going?
Good, how are you? Thank you so much, Asian Pop Radio, you guys. I see your tweets every once in a while, like people will retweet them to me and stuff.
Great.
So really appreciate the support and wish you guys only the best.
Australia's largest Asian Pop community radio show, Asian Pop Radio Australia.